Boston, the documentary novel of Sacco and Vanzetti by Upton Sinclair. Narrated by Peter Lerman. The text of this work was originally published in the year 1928 and is currently in the public domain. This recording is copyrighted in the year 2023 by Bullmouse Publishing House. Publisher's Note: We appreciate your selection of this audiobook for your next listen. We have worked very diligently to create a production you will enjoy. Before you begin, it should be noted that Boston, a documentary novel of Sacco and Vanzetti, first published in 1928, is presented as both a documentary and a novel. Sinclair blends the established, well-reported, and reliable facts of the true story with fictionalized accounts and characters he created as storytelling devices. He explains this in detail in the introduction. This puts it in the category of works which are now introduced to us as based on a true story. The author interviewed Bartolomeo Vanzetti twice during the condemned man's period of incarceration. He did not have the opportunity to interview Mr. Sacco. Sinclair worked from a passionate conviction that the executions of Sacco and Vanzetti constituted, in his words, the most shocking crime that has been committed in American history since the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. He believed it would empoison our public life for a generation. In the nearly 100 years since the publication of this book, the questions and investigations regarding guilt or innocence in this case have been hotly debated. They have been the subject of hundreds of books and articles. There have been scholarly papers, dozens of popular novels, movies, television shows. Woody Guthrie wrote The Ballad of Sacco and Vanzetti. Much has changed in forensic science, and some have claimed the discovery of old and hidden documents and evidence relevant to the questions left unanswered in 1928. It seems that every year there is published a new look at some aspect of this century-old crime and trial. The listener is encouraged to examine, if they care to, this vast body of material, see the still open questions, and draw their own conclusions. We also wish to note that the language in this book is true to the original as written by Upton Sinclair. As in many works from this period, there is use of derogatory epithets and stereotypes for certain racial and ethnic groups: African Americans, Irish Americans, Jewish Americans, Hungarian Americans, and more. Italian Americans are frequently referred to and refer to themselves as WOPs and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?